Hi, this is Joachim Kanz, the singer of Hammerfall, and you're watching CMS TV.
Are back. See that? Then there they are, the Eric Ferrantino's picks. Mine are right here. And mine as well. And Eric, was I supposed to ask somebody if I was allowed to play that commercial because it had pictures of you?
That's right.
Is it not enough to ask you for permission to play pictures of you on a product?
I had to show up to court today to talk to Judge Aiken. I had to summons Judge Aiken to see what he thought.
Gavel's here.
Oh, he's got the gavel. Awesome.
It's the limited edition.
Whoops.
Whoa, we're back.
Hit it so hard it jumped into the commercial again.
Hit us into the past with that
That's
gavel.
That's right. So I'll let you lead this, but controversy, which I think I have a definite opinion on this.
Okay.
Which I will share once you share what happened in your opinion.
Sure.
I do have an opinion on this, but go ahead and tell people what happened and how things were handled, I guess, is probably the best place to start.
Well, I mean, when I wake up early in the morning, I never handle things well if I haven't had my coffee yet or, you know, what have you. But no, obviously we played M3 recently, and there's a ton of people that take photos at these things. There's all kinds of fan photos. Everybody has a phone. We all know this. We all know that everybody's bringing their phones. Everybody's taking pictures. Everybody's a photographer. Everybody's got a website. Everybody's got a page. And they love to go to shows, and they will take photos. They will take video. They'll take all these things without permission, and they'll use it for their websites. They'll use it to boost their money and stuff off their social media pages and what have you. Some of them take great pictures. Most of them don't.
Right. Know? Sure.
Most of the amateur photos are not great. I mean, once in a while they're okay. If it's halfway even okay, I might take it and use it. I assume that the serious people watermark their photos, you know what I mean? For whatever, you know, posterity or whatever credit. I don't even know really how that works. I mean, I'm assuming that if somebody has their credited photo and they've taken the time to watermark it, that if I was to use it in some form of commerce, like if I was to put it on a t-shirt or I was selling a poster with their image or something like that, and I was actually monetizing it, I could see them making a claim to that or something, or a cease and desist. Hey, I have a fee. But when it comes to like Facebook stuff and like, you know, taking a photo with their watermark and, you know, putting it on, that's, I thought maybe I'm full of myself. I thought that's a form of flattery for them that I used it like, hey, you got my okay, because you weren't going to ask for it. You're just putting this up there to bring attention to your website and get paid or whatever. Right. So I'm in this situation, I'm totally not going to name names on this.
Well, hold on. Before you go further.
Yeah.
The reason you were contacted was what?
Because I had used the photo for my profile. I had there was two photos that they took of the band, and two of them I thought were pretty decent of me. And I'm like, well, I'll post these. And one of them I go, you know, maybe I'll change my profile, because I've had the same Kaufman Rock Shots photo on there for this whole time. And it's this photo that I used on my pics.
Right.
And Kaufman was super flattered that I had used his photo for my profile. And when it came time to do the picks, I liked how my profile looked. And I hit him up. I go, hey, man, how would you feel if I used this on my pick set? I'm just doing like a limited edition. He didn't ask for anything. He was so stoked about it. He sure. actually bought some. I'm like, dude, let me mail them to you. No, he was so happy he bought some. And that was totally cool. So this was like the first time I've changed it in months. And I just, I used that one. I'll change it again, later on. But I got contacted by this person and they're like, hey, super stoked you used my photo, for your profile. Anyway, here's how I want everything to be listed on my credits, because that's not an authorized photo you're using,
Right.
All this. And it just, it
proceeded. Now to be clear, hold on. I just want to stop one more second.
Okay.
To be clear, the photo that you used was watermarked.
Right. It was watermarked.
And you did not get rid of the watermark.
No, I did not. However, okay. On a profile pic, the way Facebook works, it kind of has a stencil. So it'll kind of automatically, I don't know if they do that intentionally.
But if you click it, it correct. Shows it.
Correct. I didn't like take off her thing. And, in some cases I do tag it. I'm not even on Instagram. I'm not even sure how that works, but I do know what this person was asking me as far as like tagging them, making all these demands. It was like a lengthy list of demands that when I woke up this morning at 5:30,
it was lengthy.
It was extremely lengthy. It was not friendly. And like, I didn't even put it together who I know who the person is now, but at the time I wasn't sure. I knew that it had said the name of their magazine or whatever that they have, but it's not a famous one or anything. It's like, I don't know. You're from.
I know her. I know her. She's always been nice to me. I don't have anything bad to say.
Pretty much the same. I would say the same. She's where me was on, and I realized that later. You know what I mean? But at the time, I wasn't sure. Like, hey, is this a magazine talking to me, or what is this exactly? I just saw all these demands. Like, it's one thing to like, gave somebody mention, hey, at so and so photo or something to put an extra thing, and that's basically what she was saying. However, it was like very extensive. Like it had, and big boob 64 at Hotmail, and it had like, this list. It went, Chris saw it. I said,
yeah, I saw it. It was pretty long.
At least 12 things. I had to like tag. It was basically a shrine.
It was a full screen on my iPhone.
We're not joking. This thing went from, it was like, you could tell she wrote the first sentence like, oh, I'm so thrilled you used that picture. It's so fire. Anyway, here's my, and then it just went to this copy and pasted thing that was like, it had to be like 8 inches of text where I'm just, and so at this point, when people send me anything that long, I don't even read it all. I just like scan certain words and I see licensing fee. I see Bubba. And I'm like, do you watermarked it, right? And she's like, yeah, I did that, but I'm going to need this because this is unauthorized. And that's when I all of a sudden felt like an American Indian or what do you call that? Like whatever American. What is that, Chris, when you're born here?
Native American.
Thank you. Like I was starting to feel like get like Native American vibes, like how they would be like not like their picture taken and stuff.
Right.
Like,
sure.
You're taking my soul, and I'll chop your fucking head off. Like I started getting like those vibes. Like, excuse me. I'm like, you're taking a photo of me. Okay. Mm-hmm. These are photos of me that you're making money on your website, whatever you're doing with them. You're coming to this concert, taking a photo of me, slapping your thing on there and doing.
Well, and even if it's not money, if it's not money, it's still drawing attention to whatever platform that she has on your picture.
Right. It's bizarre. It's a weird feeling to have, but I realize it's part of it. I said, I've watched this go down. We've been having to learn to accept people and their camera phones for all this time. I used to get bummed out. I go, hey, I don't like that picture, man. I look fat there. Take it down. It's so ever present now, everybody doing it. I really don't care anymore. Like, they do whatever you want. You want to make money off our photos, that's fine,
right?
But if I see it, I just thought it was like, take it. And unless I'm like actually doing something where I'm like, actually selling something with it, but it just me like putting it on my Facebook, like making these big ass demands, it bummed me out. And like, somebody's like gonna act like they're my friend or something and send me some legality thing like that, it just took me off, and I was not ready to like deal with that. I was a dick. I was pretty much a dick back, and told her, look, you don't own me, you don't own my image, you know, I don't know you shit, you know. And she's like, I just asked for this. It's like, no, you're asking for like, you know, a full shrine, and you're coming at me like this is like some kind of blackmail entrapment where, oh, you have, you see, if you've used this photo, you're gonna have to do this. It was weird, man.
And it's not a Getty image. You know, it's not Getty images. Now here's my take on this, because I do have some thoughts, and thoughts I didn't even share with you when we were texting.
Okay.
First part of the thought is, and this is because I know her and I know what she does.
Right.
She probably did have permission, mm-hmm. but not from the band.
Right.
She got venue permission.
Mm-hmm.
And the venue, and especially at an M3, I guarantee they don't ask any of the bands. They just say, okay, you photo can pass. Shoot the first three songs. Here's your photo pass for, right. You can shoot the first three songs of every band on every stage. I'm sure that's how that went. That being said, I'm positive that if you guys didn't want photos, Jason could tell the venue, hey, no photos tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not excusing, I'm just telling you that I don't think that she was some asshole sitting on the lawn with her iPhone.
No,
I've known her long enough.
There's one of Piercy she took was phenomenal, but and hey, that's awesome, and I'm happy for you.
And that's great, but here's the rub. And to me, is she technically wrong? No. Technically, I think she went overboard. I think I know a lot of bands that use photos that, you know, float through the internet or whatever.
Yeah.
And most of them just put on the word photo, a colon, and a tagged at their place, wherever their place is. And that's it. You certainly don't have to go, hey, I'm with so-and-so tagged, you know, here at M3. And, right. You know, and that's ridiculous.
We talk about things being misconstrued, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if I'm to actually go the disco, because she was saying you have to put at here. She literally had like 10 things she needed added. Maybe I could have copied and pasted those. But this morning I was just looking at the workload involved with like this huge novel she wanted put with the photo, which I just thought was egregious.
Well, I agree. And here's the other piece that I think is egregious. It's really bad form, to whine about this to an artist using their own photo.
Yeah.
That's real. Now,
totally.
Now, if it was a group photo, like if it was like a full stage shot of you guys, or even you and Steven, maybe then I think I'd probably be a little more okay with asking for the full credits.
Mm-hmm.
But this is literally a photo of you.
Right.
Being used by you.
Right.
Now, I understand the legalities of photo copyright, blah, blah, blah. I understand it because I actually got threatened to be sued by it once.
Mm.
So I've been through the legal part of this. And I understand the legal part of it. But there's also got to be a common sense part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the common sense part of it should be, if you didn't cut off the
watermark
and you're the guy in the picture, you just fucking leave it alone.
Yeah.
You can just ask, hey, would you, she would have been a lot more served better. And I know you, so I know you just would have done this. If she would have said, hey, can you just throw on photo by at website?
Right.
You know, I know you would have been like, okay, cool. Thanks for the good shot.
Mm-hmm.
Changed it. Done.
Yeah.
But giving you a whole rigmarole like you were violating some terms of service of a photo of yourself, that's bad business. And I know why she does that, and I'm not. And again, I like her, so I'm not trying to hammer her either.
Right.
She's one of these people that gets to know all the bands.
Mm-hmm.
In every town that those bands come to, she shows up early. They go and have a drink. They, you know, she knows the '80s metal scene, so she's a little more comfortable with
thinking she's more important than one of 10 in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. But her form was terrible
When it came to, you know, then her putting her personal things, socials and stuff, it was I replied with like, you know, look, I don't want to tag. You're asking to be tagged in a sense. Like, yeah. Where I'm with you when I wasn't with you there. And I don't need that to look like I was or have questions for my lady about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, you would think that would be enough for me to explain that. But then she came by, hey, your relationships aren't my concern. You know, and this it was like, oh, they're not. Well, hey, you're not my concern either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I wasn't using her stuff anyway. But, you know, an afterthought was I sent it to Chris because like, you believe this shit? Now he turns out he knows her, and it was actually because of him that I'm going easy on it. And Judge Aiken, you know, had to be dismissed from the case because it was a little.
Well,
this is a problem.
But here's where the bad form could potentially fuck her over. And this is why I'm saying she shouldn't do this to any artist, not necessarily you. If it was Johnny, if it was Steven, if it was Matt, if it was Ted Poley or Jizzy or whoever it would be in whatever city. If you really wanted to be a dick about it, you could literally say, I don't want this person in the photo pit. Two months from now at the Roxino or at Jurgles. Right. Anytime we play at Jurgles, I don't want this person in
this person's harassing them.
Yeah, this person harasses me online about photos.
And then. So now I'm not going to do that.
I know you're not going to, but
again, when this first started going down, I wasn't sure, like I was half asleep. You know what I mean? I just saw this person making these big ass demands and for a photo of me that I didn't get permission for, you know? So I almost look at it like, you remember when you'd see videos of artists and they'd go into a record store and they would see bootlegs of their band and they would just walk in there and take them.
Yeah.
Go, thank you. Be glad I don't call the police. Thank you. Thank you. And so I've always kind of taken that attitude with it. Like when there wasn't some kind of thing like, hey, you work for a Circus magazine or Rip magazine and we know you're doing a spread on us and you're coming. We know this is going on. This is just, we had no say in it. And you almost, and again, I do, in her defense, she took some great pictures. By the way,
she did.
They were fucking great.
But you didn't hide that fact.
No.
They still say big as day. And if I'm not mistaken, it's like the whole bottom right corner her logo. Huge. So it's not even like it was like a little tiny watermark that's barely seen and could be missed. There's no way you can look at that photo and not know who took it.
Or like Steven's lady, Christy, takes a ton of photos, and she's very modest about it. She's taken some amazing photos herself, and some that she had trouble with the lighting or whatever. She has a watermark that's her autograph where you can't really always even tell what it is. Mm-hmm. I should probably be putting her more, but most people don't do that. I've never had a photographer, you know, really bum out. I mean, maybe if they want to bring attention to themselves, they'll comment in the photo like, oh, I'm so stoked to use the photo, and then I'll like their comment, you know, and if a relationship develops like with some photographers that we have, maybe I do want to go the extra mile and give a hyperlink.
Dude, what's to say? I mean, not to be a total asshole here, but two could play at the same game. You could easily say, look, if you want to use any photo of me ever, you got to put the Ferentinos logo on the picture.
Yeah. Could you imagine if I go, look, you need to promote, I need at seaglasshunters.com.
That's what I'm saying.
Cooking with Stoic Steve at, you know.
Count Crackula.
Count Crackula. To what end? You know what I mean? Like, anyone who wants a shrine built for them. I mean, it was, if it's obviously a good photo, I used it. You know what I mean? Yeah. But now I don't, some people might call what my behavior passive aggressive. You know, if you're like a psychological, because like I will think again and then feel bad about it. I say, like, first I'm angry, but then I have a few hours go by and I go, oh, okay, I know who this is. And I actually, the name has come up in something you mentioned earlier when they are somebody that goes to a lot of shows with their friends. I remember my girl asking about her last year because she was tagging me in photos. Like, who's this chick that's tagging you in photos? I go, look, she's just somebody I think that goes to a lot of shows. I didn't even know she was a photographer at that point. But yeah. Her name had already come up. So for her to now be asking for her personally to be tagged in it, hey, I'm with so-and-so.
Yeah,
like,
no.
That doesn't look good. You know what I mean? Like, and so I told her that. And the fact that she was like, that's not my concern. I don't know how she expected it to be read, but that's how I was hearing her.
Well, that's how it read to me, too, when you forwarded me the text. And I was that's a bit much. I mean, what was the first thing I said to you? I said, put the word photo and a link to her page.
And I appreciate you, Chris.
And that's
you know
it.
I mean? At first, I didn't know how to feel. I was like, God damn you, Chris. You're letting the ladies, you know, taint your judgment here.
No.
But then I'm like, hey, you know, he knows. I'm like, hold on. Maybe I'm wrong here. You know, it makes me second guess things. And you go, hey, why don't you just cover your ass and do it? And I go, fine. So I actually went back and I put their little hyperlink for their magazine. And that's it. No more than that. And I went on.
You don't know them more than that.
I don't. And I don't feel I do. Or maybe I do.
No, you don't. I'm going to tell you why you don't. Because, well, I almost said her name.
right. Don't.
I'm going to just call her Jill for now because that's 100% not her name.
Right.
But when she files for her photo pass, it's not Jill's coming to take photos. It's this publication is taking photos. Mm-hmm. So that's all you owe is, okay, this publication got permission to take a photo. If I'm using the photo, that's the credit I'll give. You don't owe the photographer shit.
Right.
The photographer is just the schmo that fucking pushed the button on the camera.
Especially
that's it.
Nowadays when artists are so ripped off constantly and people just take everything. I mean, I get annoyed at the people that video the whole concert. It's like I put up one song of us at M3 and now I'm just seeing videos everywhere where people are taking videos from videos and they're all trying to monetize themselves. And some of those videos are fan films, so they're not great. Like some of them, they're far enough back, you get a good sound. Some, they're right in front of one of the guitars. Things and it sounds a little off as far as the mix where if you're back it wouldn't have sounded that way. We can't really do much about it. It's annoying to me. So if somebody comes to me and gives me jargon like I'm in violation of something, you know what I mean? It was a bit much, as you said. And I think it is important for these photographers to have a good relationship with the bands. I mean, you don't want to go pissing off the bands, like you said. And I'm not doing that. By the way, if she's listening to this, I'm not doing that to you. And I know you're a real person and whatever. But at the same time, let's keep some professionalism. Like, if you're going to say that you want to be tagged in some kind of personal FB page that has you and your gaggle of girlfriends looking like groupies at all your shows, you know what I mean? Seeing all these bands all the time, it doesn't necessarily look professional. Like, I don't know any professional photographers that have that look about them that they're
you don't owe that.
I don't know. But I mean, it was brought to my attention already last year. You know what I mean? So like, I know if I'm trying to do something professional, I'm just going to have professional shit on there. But, you know what I mean?
But even like a guy like Mark Weiss, I'm going to go with a famous
perfect
guy.
Mark Weiss,
you're not going to be like tagging Mark Weiss. If Mark Weiss took a photo of you, you're not going to put a tag on there saying, hey, I'm out with Mark Weiss out at M3 and, you know. You're going to put a photo credit of what's his company called? Weissman? I think Weissman Photography. Weiss Guy Photography.
Right.
That's what your tag would be. And that's what his tag would be on his photo, I'm betting.
Well, I mean, I've been photographed by all these guys, you know, the big
Zlozner
80s.
Whatever.
Yeah, Neil Slozauer. I've been to his studio for photo shoots. You know, these are the most renowned, you know, photographers in the world. But not to take away, because I don't want to belittle her at all. She has a talent.
She
has a great camera in her defense, and that's all cool. But let's calm down. You know what I mean? Let's calm down.
And again, that's what I was saying originally. It's bad business. Mm-hmm. To come at the artist that's in the photo and say, you need to credit me.
In this specific lengthy way of like.
I don't even want
to look at it again, but I'm pretty sure it had at least 7 or 8 things that needed to be like specifically listed in her demands.
My point is, in any way, if the artist puts the photo up, shut the fuck up and leave it alone. If Chris Eakin puts it up, a picture of Eric.
Right.
Then you could say, hey, could you tag me in the photo or whatever? Yes or no, I'll take it down. You know, whatever. But it's incredibly bad business to say, okay, artist, who I'm taking a photo of,
mm-hmm.
you, even though you don't give two shits if I'm here, you have to credit me for my decision to take a picture of you.
Right.
That's dumb. That's just, sometimes you let things go.
Right.
You know, if Steven, and I'm just going to make a crazy allegation, but I did that song Stars 5 years ago or whatever.
Right.
If Steven heard it and all of a sudden thought it was good and you guys worked it up and played it at a show, I would not be coming to Steven and saying, you know what, bro? You really need to register your version and get an ISRC code and register that so that I can get some royalty here.
Well, that's that example you're given is like a lot of work to be put into like taking your thing. As far as this was like snapping a photo, which thousands of people are there doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And when I see, you know, people are tagging me and stuff all the time, all day long. As I said, most of the pictures suck. There's most of the fan film pictures, their cameras aren't good and it's like blurry. It's they're capturing shots where I'm doing a weird face or whatever, and they don't have this, their own censorship going to like, you know, not put them all out. They just put 100 pictures up and tag me in it. I used to put them out. I don't anymore. Do your thing. If I see one out of your 100 that I could work with, I might take it. If you watermarked it, good for you. I don't have time to sit there.
Yeah,
doing a bunch of websites for people. So what happened with this? I did, after talking to Chris, go, well, maybe I should at least extend this, which it had, the photo had only been up for like one night, you know what I mean? It hadn't even been 24 hours. And I, when I put it up, I went out to dinner with my mom. Like I didn't even have time to really reflect on it or see how it was doing popular wise. So today after all that, you know what I do? I changed my fucking profile again. Yeah. I go, okay, you won the battle and lost the war because now Joe Schaefer's picture is up there.
Right.
And now it says at Joe Schaefer on my
and thing. It's not a guarantee that you're gonna allow her to take a photo in July when you're here.
No, go ahead. I mean, best of luck to you, but maybe let this, you know, and I don't want to be like, but hey, yeah, like as Chris said, that's probably not a good idea to do that. You're probably jeopardizing being told not to be invited there again. You know, and, I'm not going to do that,
even if you don't do that, let's just, again, and I'm saying point blank, this is not going to happen. And I'm going to say once again, I'm friends with her. So I'm not trying to throw ideas or, hey, here's how you fuck her over.
No,
I'm not trying to do that either.
Eric, merciful.
But think about this. Just knowing this is a problem or was a problem for you, even if it's just for an afternoon or whatever.
Yeah.
Your band does have a manager whose job is to keep problems from occurring with the band.
Yeah.
If he caught wind of it, there's nothing saying that he doesn't stop her from taking photos or refers it to your booking agent and says, we don't want this. And the booking agent says, okay, none of our artists.
Reached out to Steven because I was like, when you said, hey, you know, she can make trouble for the band, perhaps. I was like, going, can she? Like, I don't even know what the laws are. So I go, maybe I should ask Steven because he's always posted different people's photos. And I didn't text him. I sent it on Instagram. And I don't know if he's going to see that today. He hasn't got back to me. But I was like, hey, what's the deal with that? Like, if you're not selling anything and you just take a watermark photo and put it on your Facebook, is that like grounds for somebody to have a case against you? You know, like I
can tell you the answer is yes. I can tell you that
about it.
I got sued. I got, I'll share this. I don't give a shit. I got, cause I won. I used two photos on my Aiken IT website. I got them from a site that said that they were royalty free.
Okay.
But they were also on another site that was selling them for $10 a piece.
Oh.
So I got served with legal papers saying that I had violated copyright and I owed $12,500 per copyright.
Oh.
And I said, fuck you, not doing that. And I was like, I'll never pay this. If you want to sue me, sue me.
Right.
I don't care. And I made them file, and they did file. They did file. But then when they saw that I was, you know, I hired an attorney, I hired John Levin.
you know, I hired an attorney who sent him a letter, and then it went away. Right. You know, because they saw that they couldn't just bowl me. They were just trying to bowl me and then get me to say, well, I don't want $22,000 or whatever it was. I'll give you $1,200. We'll make it go away. They were just, you know, looking for a settlement.
Well, I could see like a cease and desist letter. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, I think at some point I was so annoyed. I go, you know, I think I did say something like, why don't you go hire a lawyer and let me know how that works out for you? You know, and I think that was the last.
I think it would be a different scenario with you.
Right.
Because I really can't. I can't see a lawyer saying, yes, you violated a copyright that left the watermark on and it's a picture of only you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm
not
really
selling anything. I guess, I mean, will I make any money off the photo as a professional guy with the Facebook? They do pay me for photos, but it's not much. You know what I mean? Like, I'd say $2 with Fuego saying that's a thing now with these online
legal fishing. It is.
Libraries? Is that what that's supposed to say? There seems to be a legal fishing thing going on.
There is.
Oh, sure. Where they have like, and patent attorneys do that too. Mm-hmm. Where they go after people all day long and threaten them for stuff.
But I won't say who this photographer is, but it's a friend of mine
mm-hmm.
that makes between $30,000 and $50,000 a year suing people.
Yeah.
That steals. Now he does it for a lot more egregious reasons than, you know, somebody throwing his photo up on Facebook. You know, I mean, he's got his photos up, they're watermarked, and if people use it, they use it. But he ends up finding people selling, they're making like pillows and coffee mugs and
sure.
and shit and selling yeah. it on eBay.
Yep.
You know, and so he sues them and then they go out of business, but you know, he gets, you know, $5,000 to make it go away.
Right.
Then no, he does fair. That.
I understand that. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, I didn't want to mess around when I was doing the pics. I'm like, okay, whose pics are these? And
sure.
any of the photos I used were my, that cool logo that was made for me by yeah. Jim Koch. Like, when you look on the back here, I have all their websites here and special thanks. And I got the approval from them to do this because I wouldn't want to be selling something. Now, typically, as I think this stuff happens, you get like possibly a cease and desist, and if that was to happen, I could take those photos down completely, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? It wouldn't make a difference to me, but I'm not actively like putting them on anything or selling them. Will Facebook pay me something for that photo? It would be probably likely under $2. I think you could kind of guess what you're going to get paid by how many likes it gets. Mm-hmm. Like say like 150 people liked it in this span of whatever 60 days. You'd probably get about $1.60, you know what sure. I mean? But I don't really get that many likes on stuff. I mean, right now my highest paying photo on there is a selfie I took of me and Pete Evick,
okay,
which is currently at about $5, and it's been
look out
man. You know, yeah, like Facebook, I'd say like once a month at this point, I'm only getting like $25.
Right.
Them. That's what inspired me to do my subscriber page because right. I was like, man, this is going to take forever to get any money from Facebook for just posting random shit. And mm-hmm. the amount of time it's taking to like put enough video that you get 60,000 minutes of watch time in 2 months.
I know,
is
it's crazy.
Hard to do. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this would be way faster if I found who my real friends and fans are and did the subscriber page that's only $1. And maybe I could get a few hundred of those people to sign on.
Yeah.
And they're starting to. They're building up little by little. It was like first it was like 20, and then it was like 25. Now we got 30 people.
There
That's
you go.
A party, man. That is totally enough for me to keep doing the series.
Well, there better be 30 people watching then on the 20 whatever date it is, 8th.
That's right. We're gonna do our watch along shark, six headed shark attack.
Let's get it right, not to be mistaken with. Five-headed shark attack.
Now, Count Krakula had a delivery, Amazon delivery today sent here.
Okay.
Because my cats totally fucked up his cape. Like, if okay. everybody saw the last watch along, I was Count Krakula was futzing with his cape because it was like whatever keeps the thing out, the felt or whatever in there. The cats, I didn't realize, had ripped most of it out and like tweaked it. So I owed the guy a new cape. So he'll be debuting a new cape. Ooh. For the next that showed up today. And hey, all the subscribers paid for that cape, you know. Oh. Today that basically covered the cape.
That's good.
But these are so much fun. Chris does a great job of picking these movies. Six-headed shark. Don't mix with the six. Is that what that's?
Don't mix with the six. Damn right.
They were not able to say mess.
No, they're saying they're it's a rhyme. Okay. See, because they got a shark. Each shark head has a guy in its mouth.
Okay.
Except for the one in the front that's trying to bite that chick. See. Okay. Don't mix with the six.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'm telling you, this movie is stellar. If you enjoyed Rubber, you're definitely going to enjoy this one.
And they did. I think everybody had a great time.
Everybody enjoyed Rubber. I think everybody enjoyed the first one, too.
So, I mean, the subscriber page is worth the dollar.
Yeah, a whole buck. Jesus. Just for
this watch along is so worth it. But there's lots of other great stuff to entertain you, and will continue to be added on there. But we appreciate Chris doing this once a month.
It's fun.
For the channel.
Hey, it's fun, and it gives me a chance to drink. Because I don't drink. Dude, I never drink anymore. I really don't.
I don't usually either. Tonight, I felt like, because we did the Seth show earlier, we were a little frazzled from it. Like, I stole one of Susan's drinks. It's a Truly vodka soda.
Vodka soda?
Peach and tangerine. Yeah. It is 5%.
Is it gross?
It was good.
Was it good?
All right. And I'm going to stop there. You know, that was just to kind of give a little zip in my step tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to have to definitely get me a 12-pack of something for the 28th. Because I'm going to be tired, too. That's the other thing, too, is I am definitely going to be tired for that one.
The weekend, you have the big...
I have the big Johnny weekend. Yeah.
He's so good, man. Like, I've been hearing some Hardline songs. I'm like, God damn, he can sing.
He can fucking sing, man.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun doing that with him and whoever comes out. So if you want to come out to that, it's over at Pinball PA, pinballpa.com. If you want to get tickets, there are still some left. Not a ton. I mean, it's not like sold out or anything, but there's less than half left. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
So
kind of like my picks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there we go. But yeah, that'll be a good time. Certainly Six-Headed Shark Attack will be a good time. And yeah, I think that's all. Do you have anything else? I don't have nothing else.
No, we went over Mother's Day. We went over cameras. Oh, I did get a replacement handle in from Anki Casey.
Oh, that's nice.
So it turns out that is the only, it's not really a weak spot. I think of it more like a lizard's tail, you know, like a lizard's tail breaks off intentionally so the lizard can get away. Like the only, it's not even a weak spot, but like the Anki handle on this guitar case, flight case, will pop off or break in order to like not have the case rip open probably or something. But I think my Delta Platinum Medallion tags on there got caught on something, and when they were manhandling my stuff, they must have like snapped the whole handle off when I was on my last road trip.
So, or they might just have been abusing the shit. Did you see that video of Dana White sitting in his car next to a FedEx truck and the guy was just whipping the boxes in?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I don't know if I saw that specific one, but there are countless videos of people not giving a shit.
FedEx they fired the guy. Mm-hmm. Because Dana White, you know, Dana White posts it and 3 million people see it. So needless to say, that's one less driver.
I have to contact Delta about that. When I had landed and the handle was up, we talked about this last show, I had went to the girl that works at the little booth by the baggage claim when you have a problem or don't find your bags. And I started a claim already. They haven't contacted me back yet. But I'm not going to get much. It turns out to fix this was under $20.
Okay.
But it's the hassle of it, having to contact the company, having to have to ship it out. And then I'm going to have to.
And you got to put it together.
Yeah. But I'll show them that I did get it. And maybe they'll give me some miles, some MDQs. Yeah, or cool. They'll probably give me something for it.
That's cool.
But at least it's fixed, and I can I don't have to buy a whole $600 case now. You know what I mean? I just had to sell the handle. So Anki, everybody, I just want to thank Anki cases. If you're a guitar player, these are the only cases you should be using to trust your guitars with.
Well, where will you be using this this case next?
Well, this Friday, we're going to be with Quiet Riot at the Hard Rock in Oklahoma. I ever see the name of the city there? Holy something? I don't know. But it says Oklahoma. That's our next place. And then on the 25th, the Casino in Dania Beach, Florida.
Okay.
And then Skid Row. Skid Row's been in the news a lot.
Yeah.
With their singer leaving, and now they have Lizzie coming in. And so this show we're going to do with them is at the Nugget Casino.
And that's a Lizzie show?
It's a Lizzie show on the 31st, okay. And that's in Nevada.
Nice.
It's at the Nugget Casino. And so Rachel Boland's claiming today that everybody's super going off about her singing, and they're all excited about it.
Yeah, well, of course they are, because it brings them more eyes, ears.
There's another show I should mention too that's on the 1st that's in Sacramento at the Hard Rock Live that we're going to do. So it's a good amount of shows coming up here. You know, 1, 2, 3, and then that one on the 1st makes 4 gigs. So the rent will be paid.
And then July 20th, you'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
At Roxino. Well, I'm kind of bummed that you guys have a show on the 19th now.
And that's that's in July.
That's in Toledo. Yeah, you have a show. It's like a fest with Slaughter and I think Quiet Riot. And
I see a 80s something on the 19th.
Yeah, it's the 80s, because that was the day me and you were going to get together and just get fucked up.
Okay. It's so, you know, that's one thing about playing a band too. You can never make solid plans.
Right.
In life for anything, and it does suck. I mean, at some point this band will be over and Susan and I will be able to like travel on our own schedule and stuff, but for now I can't commit to typically a cruise 6 months from now or something. Like that. It's not, I have no idea where we're going to be. I commit to the cruises we're playing on, you know what I mean, or whatever,
making money.
So it does suck. Your family forgets about you after a while. It stops inviting you to shit.
Well, I'll keep inviting you, and eventually, either that or one, I know where it's going to be. The next time you guys go and play Jurgles, I'll get you guys a car, and I'll bring the band out to Pinball PA, and we'll just hang out over there. You know, we'll do that.
So. I'm going to Pinball PA no matter what.
Hell yeah, it'll be fun. But all right, so that's where you'll be. I, of course, will be on the Seth Show on Wednesday, and on Classic Metal Show on Saturday. Speaking of Johnny will be joining us on the Classic Metal Show on Saturday.
Nice.
So, and then one more week, and then I actually take a week off of everything, which, oh my God, am I looking forward to that. Week off of this, a week off of Seth, a week off of CMS.
Mm-hmm.
I am looking forward to recharging the batteries a little.
Memorial Day is like should be taken off by everybody anyway, right? I mean, for the most part.
Yeah, I would think so.
And it makes sense. But that next day.
Yeah, next day I'll be back with Six-Headed Shark Attack.
Tuesday night Fright Bite, baby.
That's right. We'll be ready for that. I'll be full of piss and vinegar by that point. Nice. I'll be so sick of not working that I'll be ready to go. So, because I don't know how to not work, so. All right, well, let's get the fuck out of here. Eric, this has been a lot of fun, as it always is. So, for Chris Aiken Presents, I am Chris Aiken.
And I'm Eric Ferrantinos.
And as soon as I can find the button, we are out of here. See ya!
In the ever-evolving world of music, artists need to reach their audience faster than ever before. Introducing Too Immersive For You, the Emmy-nominated pioneers in viewership experience. We've revolutionized the way music artists share their material with the world. Our groundbreaking AI engine generates stunning visuals that bring your music to life. Imagine having your own personalized music video, perfectly synchronized to your unique sound in a matter of hours, not weeks. With Too Immersive for You, it's now a reality. Get ready to unlock a new dimension of music visualization. Too Immersive for You, where music meets immersive visuals. Contact us now to discover how Too Immersive for You can elevate your music to new heights. www.musicvideoai.net.